Okay, we're going. We got the orange light, thank you.
Okay, I hereby bring the budget committee here on February 19th to order.
Can you do a roll call?
Roy?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
I can't remember. Thomas?
Here.
Al?
Yeah.
And I'm here. Kim, you're gonna have to help me out a little bit with some of this.
Can I go to, ask for approval of the agenda? You ask the approval of the agenda?
Do I hereby?
Follow the agenda.
Make a motion.
Okay, call the roll. I did the approval of agenda. I second that or first or whatever.
I'm not the motion, we approve the agenda.
I second that motion.
Roll call, Mike.
Roy?
Here, yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Ken?
Here.
Al?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Here. Okay. Presentation of supplemental budget and budget officer, is that you, Kim?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, thanks all for coming tonight. So, what we wanna do is, we wanna, if you had time to look at the packet, we're proposing to take $25,000 from the contingency, from the general fund, and to transfer that to the reserve fund. So that would bring our reserve fund up to $36,075. And the reason we need to do this is because of the agreement we have with the IFA. I enclosed that in your packet. The restructuring agreement back in 2009. So anytime we sell assets, property, we are obligated to pay, give them 80% of the net proceeds, and then 20% we're supposed to put into a capital reserve account, which is what this 20% we're doing.
That automatically happen?
What's that?
Does that automatically happen when you see the money from the sales? How does it get back into this account?
You do it.
Yeah, we do it.
Okay.
We make okay. The
So what are we voting deposit. On? What was this about?
Because the original budget didn't have any sort of transfer to that account.
Right, right.
And so if it goes over 10%, we have to do a budget, supplemental budget.
10% of what?
10% of the total requirements. And there were zero requirements because we didn't have any.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
It went over. That's the only reason we have to do it. And it has to be a budget hearing because it's over the 10%.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, is there any comments from the commissioners? Yes, Richard.
Explain the capital reserve fund.
It is a reserve fund that's set up for, I'll let Gary.
It's for future replacement of equipment or material or. Buildings, it's future replacement.
But it is point. Usable and spendable.
Yes.
But it has to be budgeted.
Right. Right.
You got to plan it out.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. So, in other words, before you spend it, it has to go through another budget meeting.
Or if it's created, the next fiscal budget, we okay. Can put it in there.
So it has to be allocated through a budget committee.
Right.
That's what we're here for.
Right.
Okay.
Right now we're just putting it there.
Okay.
So for like a savings reserve.
So we need a motion to approve this.
Is there any public comments?
I know nothing, Richard.
Is this earmarked only to be used for capital improvement projects?
Right, our equipment.
Our equipment. Yeah. Yeah, in the budget we have, near the back of the budget, there's a depreciation list
right.
That lists all the port's assets. So we got trucks, we got all kinds of stuff. And if we plan it properly, the money should go into all those items. But you know, planning wise, we just need to choose which items we want to replace. Ideally, we'd have money to replace our docks that are failing, you know, everything that's going on here, but we don't have the, you know, we don't have that much money in the reserve fund for it. But the idea is future replacements.
Good.
Well, we'd like to build it up. Gary reintroduced it to, what was it, last year?
Yeah, and 2 years ago.
2 years ago, to the budget.
Yeah, this port had it 10 years ago, and then so for some reason it disappeared. So I just brought it back to life by putting money into it in the budget.
Well, I just comment on that. I work with the state on a committee, and one of the things we end up doing is buying a lot of stuff for them. And I remark to them all the time, it seems illogical to me that you would not have a regular replacement schedule for your key assets, vehicles, computers, those sorts of things, docks and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So planning ahead makes perfect sense to me. I think that's a great idea to lay that out so that you've got an idea not only what you have in reserve, but what your requirements are going to be. And then have some sort of a schedule that says at X number of miles we'll replace a truck or something like that, rather than waiting till a truck breaks down and then you have to make an emergency out of it.
Yeah, right now I think we have a number of years. I think our trucks are set 5 to 7 years or something, but we're not putting in the money like we should be because we don't have the funds, but.
Right.
Well, so what happens when you got to replace that truck if you don't have the funds? You don't allocate that fund.
Well, we just have to ask the board to spend general funds.
General funds, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a way of setting up for the next budget? Is it take an X amount of dollars per quarter to put into this?
Oh, yeah. It just has to come from somewhere, that's all. But, I mean, we can discuss that.
Yeah, at the next budget.
What's
the dollar amount that we have each week that we should be putting in depreciation? It's like $29,000? Is it a week or a month?
Every quarter, or?
No, it's
sooner than that.
Pardon me?
Yeah,
closer than that.
Right.
A month. I think it's $29,000 a month we should be putting away for depreciation.
So then that would be, if you're putting that in the fund for depreciation, that would be used to replace things when their life expectancy is gone.
Yep. That's the plan, is we have money for that. I think in our normal meeting, in our financial part, there's a little paragraph in there that says that. Should be $29,000 should be allocated, but we still don't have the funds to do it.
Is that on a priority list or is it
just we just don't have that much money to put away on a monthly basis towards, you know, that there's, you know, getting our loan or debt paid down, that number, you know, we'll start to see.
Okay, the priority is the debt loan.
Right. Yeah, it comes down to prioritizing where your money goes. I mean, there's a lot of numbers out there we should be at, but we just can't. We're just not there yet. We don't have the funds. We have other places where money's allocated to go, you know, and things like this fund are the things that end up suffering.
Not to get into big, you know, a discussion about it, but is there any plan in the future to sort of, you know, drive things in that direction to
pay down debt?
Okay, and that's going to happen when?
12 years.
Yeah, about 12 years.
What was that,
2031 is when that's supposed to be paid off.
Oh, 21, is that right? Yeah. Oh, that's
but
not
we're
bad.
Also missing roughly $320,000 in missed payments, so we gotta make that up in 12 years as well.
What's a missed payment?
That to the budget.
Well, they did make the payment.
Back in the tsunami when they,
okay, gotcha. Okay.
All that stuff where they allowed us to miss half a dozen or so.
Yeah,
6 payments behind on most of the accounts.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to make a motion to yes.
Well, I have one other question.
Okay.
Is with all the dock repairs, and I know this has to do with income, but it has been a question, do we have a capability of filling all the empty slips for this spring and summer?
What things, with what, everything that's happening out here?
Yeah, in other words, is there an opportunity for the port to maybe advertise or put a promotion to fill all the empty slips on the, in the sports docks? To help with more income coming in?
That would be...
Yes, repairs are, you know, once they're done with the piling, you know, it's gonna be something that we talk about at the meeting coming up, is doing service contracts to get up on all of our dock work, and which will open up, you know, C, get D dock going. A big contributor to getting these spots filled is getting power to them. You know, slips without power just aren't desired as much. So with getting the sport basin going, getting D dock with power on it, and there's still some dredging areas, you know, down by our shop, down there with C dock, that it's gonna probably remain closed because it's just too shallow. But here in the next couple of months, yeah, we're gonna have all of our slips that were closed down due to pilings or broken docks. Those will be back and open. So we'll be able to see people that are on a waiting list and, you know, get them put in and, yeah, maybe do some advertising, see where it lays here when summer comes up. Wanna get everything fixed first and see what we have left, you know, see what we have that's open.
I suspect part of that answer will come in April when I come back and tell you what happened at PFMC on the season. Yeah. That'll be a driver
too.
Cool. Very cool. Okay, we need a motion to approve the...
Well, before you do that, I want to open up to a public hearing.
Oh.
For a public speak. Offer the public.
Do we have any public comments at all?
I'm just listening. I hope to... I've applied to be on the budget committee here, and so Al said I ought to come by and listen, so I don't have any comments at this time. I'm just receiving.
Great, thank you for coming.
Cool, awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay, I make a motion to pass the agenda as it is. Do I have a second?
No, we're past that.
Huh?
We're past that.
Down here on action.
Okay, we want to approve, I make a motion to approve the supplemental budget.
I second that. Take a vote.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Kenneth?
Yes.
Hal?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, motion is passed.
Good job, Mike.
Cool.
Kim, nicely done. Very
nice. I make the motion, we adjourn.
Okay.
Yeah, budget committee. Adjourn the budget committee.
Adjourn the budget committee.
Okay. I second it.
Before you guys all leave, we notice I have the budget calendar enclosed.
Yes.
And you guys all promised to be budget committee members, right, Mike?
Actually, I have, well, let me think about it for another day. I got two new businesses we're putting up here, and I'm going to be pretty swamped. So.
Where are you locating those at, Mike?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, wow.